The governors of Arizona and Florida say professional sports teams can escape coronavirus restrictions in their home states and practice or play in theirs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had already said professional wrestling counted as an essential service, and WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, is staging matches in Florida, including this one between Finn Balor and Cameron Grimes.
Oh, and the basement dropkick by Balor!
You said it, Mark.
There were no fans around the ring, but it was televised last night on the USA Network. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, and joins us now. Mike, we can leave aside the debate over whether wrestling is an essential service or whether it's just being deemed one because of President Trump's relationship with Vince and Linda McMahon, who own WWE. But how are they making it happen safely right now in Florida?
Right. So if the question is, how does a drop kick comport with social distancing regulations? Obviously, it doesn't. And the wrestlers have to come into contact with each other. But what they say is employees are tested. Their temperature is taken before they go to their performance center, which they own. They're essentially empty arena. And in the locker rooms, the wrestlers are a little further apart from each other than they usually are, and employees are encouraged to wear masks, is the official proclamation. Now, I do have to say that Roman Reigns, a big wrestler, a popular wrestler, he pulled out of their main event because he is a former cancer patient. He had leukemia. He's immunocompromised, and he said he's not going to be participating. And as a result, WWE, which has no unionized employees, they've basically written him out of existence. They took him off some posters. There was a little bit of an outcry. They reinserted him into ads. But yes, there is ill will between the governing organization, or at least WWE, and some of their most prominent wrestlers. There's also a report that an employee, an on-screen employee, which is to say we think a wrestler, did test positive for coronavirus, but WWE explains it wasn't during one of their performances. He came in contact with someone who is a medical responder. Mm-hmm. I guess they're doing it the best they can is the answer, but it certainly doesn't comport with, say, CDC guidelines.
Well, but it does bring up the question of, what are the plans to restart any other sports? Baseball, basketball, hockey?
Yeah. Well, NASCAR is going ahead. They're racing in North Carolina and South Carolina. And for instance, the pit crews, which are normally around 20, are now 16. No fans in the area. And they're doing it as one-day events. So a big NASCAR race is usually a multi-day event. This way, the crews, the whole teams can get in and out, not stay over in a hotel. That's one answer. The NBA's answer is, right now they're surveying players to see if the players even want to try to do it, and they'll see where they could do it. Major League Baseball is far along because, you know, we should be a couple months into the season, and a plan is in the laps of the players. They have to figure out compensation, but there's this whole plan to have pretty much half the season, 82 games, and then make the playoffs much bigger. It would be interesting in terms of not the baseball we're used to and not the setup we're used to. We just have to see if the players agree to the compensation, because it's far different from, you get a salary, we get paid the salary we've negotiated.
Right.
Thank you, let's go home.
Well, there are a lot of workers who are wondering if they're going to get extra compensation for doing hardship assignments right now. Mike Pesca, thank you.
You're welcome.